While a visit with your OBGYN can be awkward for some women, especially if you have questions regarding your health, it's a necessary step to ensure you're getting the answers you need. Whether you're visiting for a gynecologic or prenatal care, we're here to share part three of what questions you should not be embarrassed to ask your OBGYN. Welcome to Checkup Chat with Evergreen Health. I'm Melanie Cole, and joining me, we have Erin Kendall. She's a physician assistant from Evergreen Health, OBGYN, joining us for bodily functions, bumps, and discharge today. Erin, I'm so glad you're with us. This is a topic that a lot of women think about. We don't think about thinking about it, if you know what I mean, but we do, and we go, what is that? And this is one of those things we're sometimes too embarrassed to ask about. So let's start with those bumps and lumps. What's normal? What should concern us? Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, Melanie, thanks again for having me. And a wonderful topic, I must say, because a lot of us, like you just said, things we don't think about thinking about. But regarding bumps in the vulvar region, okay, there can be so many reasons for bumps, okay? And honestly, bumps are normal in the vulvar region, assuming they're not bothering you, okay? Bumps can be anything ranging from a rash, an ingrown hair, a folliculitis even, sometimes even irritation. If you have just maybe shaved or gotten a wax, that is pretty normal response from the skin. Sometimes it's a cyst. Sometimes it's also, you know, genital warts, sometimes genital herpes. So it can be a huge wide range of bumps in the vulvar region. I will tell you honestly, they're normal until they itch like crazy, super painful, have like that pus oozing, okay, or causing discomfort with like walking, urinating, things like that. So if they're causing you issues, it's painful, itchy, please, please, please come and let us know. And of course, if it's bothering you, but you don't actually have any pain with it, symptoms, still come in. Okay, we can always talk to you, look at it, validate you. But kind of some baseline information regarding any bumps in the vulvar region. Number one, please don't pick at it. It can cause a worse infection. So please don't pick at it. I know a lot of us pimple poppers, you see that bump, you got to itch, you got to scratch and pop it off. But please don't. The biggest thing is to leave it alone. Keep it clean. Keep it dry. Any bumps in the vulvar region, fun fact, try warm compresses as often as you can in the day, because the heat can actually help open up that pore or even cyst to help it drain and go away and relieve some of those symptoms before you can come see us. If you can't do a warm compress because let's say it's actually in the vagina, I would say do a sitz bath. So again, hot water in the tub, sit in it to let that heat try and open up that pore. Okay, so again, bottom line, if it's bothering you, if it's painful, you're concerned about it, it's red, angry, please come in and see us so we can diagnose, treat, get you feeling better.
Well, I have to say it happened to me. And I went to see my gynecologist and she looked up and she goes, it's a pimple. And I was like, okay, you know, and I felt ridiculous for going in. But as you said, Erin, you got to go in when there's a concern because you just never know. And even if it is something simple like that, going in is just so important. As you and I have said multiple times, being our own advocate is just that important. So if it is something even simple like that, you go in with your concerns. Now, vaginal discharge is a whole nother thing. Some women have it daily. Some women have it more prevalence in perimenopause or at time of ovulation. Tell us a little bit about discharge. What is normal? What is not?
I'm so glad you brought up the different stages of life because our discharge, well, first off, every woman's vaginal discharge is different, okay? The vagina is an amazing self-cleaning organ, and that is why we have the discharge. It keeps the vagina clean of infection. That being said, every woman needs to learn your baseline discharge because every woman's discharge will be different in consistency, odor, and even amount. And as you said, Melanie, it will change from when we are younger, when we're actually ovulating during our menses. As we go through that perimenopausal, menopausal, and postmenopausal process. So it's important to know what is normal for you at baseline. That being said, When it's not normal is when there is a change to the vaginal consistency and it continues for, you know, days to weeks. If it increases substantially, if the color is very off, if the odor is much worse than what is normal you baseline. Because sometimes those changes of the vaginal discharge, consistency, amount, odor, can actually indicate an infection of the vagina that we can absolutely see you in the office, swab it, and then treat you for it to get you feeling better and back to your normal baseline. But again, vaginal discharge is normal. If you're worried about your amount or consistency, please let us know.
So while we're kind of on that subject, does our vagina naturally clean itself? And sometimes there are smells, and I'm not sure that we smell these things or if other people can, but does it naturally clean itself? And back in my day, there was all kinds of cleansers and things we would try, and then we learned we weren't really supposed to be doing that. And so tell us a little bit, is there a natural cleansing? Are we supposed to soap and water and wash our vagina in the shower when we're there?
Yes, the vagina is actually self-cleaning. That is what the discharge is, which is really nice. And what you'd mentioned in the past, they recommended you clean inside the vagina, do some of those douching techniques that they used to do in the past. And they actually realized through women's experiences that if you change the pH and the flora of the vagina, you can actually make her a lot more angry and more prone to infection as well. So we tend to say for just normal vulvar hygiene, honestly, water is amazing, okay? Some women don't really like just to clean with water. So honestly, a non-fragrant, sensitive soap to the vaginal area with water is perfectly fine to clean as well if you're not comfortable with just water. But both are perfectly fine. I do tend to tell women not to use fragrances around the vagina. I definitely don't recommend any type of douching because, like I said, can change the pH and make things worse. Keeping the vulvar area dry, happy, okay? Sometimes when it's hot outside, it gets very sweaty down in the vulvar region. So changing your underpants often, not wearing pads all the time because that can really cause vulvar irritation. Baby powder, my best friend in underpants if I need it to keep the area dry. So those key things can really help keep our vulvar regions, our vaginas, kind of at their baseline to keep them as happy as possible. But sometimes things happen. There's irritation, infection. So if that happens to you despite everything you're doing, please come in and see us. But the vagina is sometimes, she's a little bit finicky. She's very particular in what she likes and what she doesn't like. But we can usually always get you back to baseline. It just might take some time.
Well, I love that you said she's finicky, and I'm going to play this podcast for my daughter because we've been having a discussion on whether you're supposed to wash down there in the shower or not. But thank you for clearing that up. So some other questions that we want to get to. Breakthrough bleeding. This is something every single woman I have known throughout my life worries about when they see it. If it's not that time of the month, if it's not supposed to be happening, is this normal?
So we'll start with breakthrough bleeding. And I'll be honest, I wouldn't say that it is normal, but it is very, very common. And I will tell you, because it's not normal, it doesn't mean that it's dangerous, if that makes sense. So usually the cause of breakthrough bleeding or spotting when it's not your menses tends to be benign. For example, some things can be, of course, our younger women. It's just our body is new and that communication between your brain and your reproductive cycle, sending those signals to essentially regulate your hormones and your menses is learning. So sometimes it doesn't learn as well and sometimes it makes mistakes. So sometimes that can happen fairly commonly in our younger women. Another reason that can cause breakthrough bleeding as well, you have to think about contraception use. I'll be honest with you, women who have IUDs, Nexplanons, if they are using birth control pills or the vaginal hormonal ring continuously, you can have breakthrough bleeding sometimes if you don't give your period every 3 to 4 months when you have a period sometimes with the birth control pill and the NuvaRing. And with the IUD and again, the Nexplanon saying, it can be common to randomly have spotting. And that is a very normal thing to happen. The other thing, of course, I cannot stress this enough, is stress. Stress can wreak havoc on a woman's menstrual cycle. So sometimes if you're a little more stressed, finals are coming up, life in general, we all know it's hectic, but sometimes stress is all that we need for a little bit of meeting and then it goes away. And there are, of course, also structural reasons for it as well. And those we can also look for with imaging. And we can also treat those as well if they are there to stop the breakthrough bleeding if it continues. I will say, though, specifically in our women over 40, so if you're 40 years and older and you have breakthrough bleeding or abnormal spotting, we want you to actually come in for a workup because we want to make sure that we're not missing anything egregious. And we would, of course, make sure that you are safe and hopefully everything is nice and normal. And then really, when I talk about the rest of our patient population, if you are concerned about it, if it becomes a pattern, like you see this irregular bleeding and spotting 2, 3, 4 cycles, come in and see us. We will absolutely do a workup and then treat you based on what we find. If we find anything on imaging and then offer you options as well to help stop the breakthrough bleeding.
Any final thoughts before we wrap up this entire series on women's health, gynecologic care, our bodies, and our own health advocacy so that we can take care of ourselves because we have to put our own masks on before we can take care of the rest of the world, which is what we do. So give us your best here, Erin.
It has been a pleasure doing these podcasts. Absolutely amazing. I love educating people, patients about their bodies because sometimes we take things for granted as providers of the things that we know and a lot of the world does not know. So like you said, Melanie, we are number one, our best advocates. Okay. Number two, ask the questions, please. Please don't go to Dr. Google to see what you have. Usually it's the worst thing case possible. And usually it is not that. So please ask the questions, no matter how silly you think they are, how dumb you think they are. It is only dumb if you don't ask the question. Okay. So please, please ask. That is what we are here for in healthcare. Hey, that is our job, and that is what I love specifically as a provider, the education. So I will end with thanks again for having me. If you ever have questions, please contact your provider. We will absolutely help you to make you your best, healthiest self.
Thank you so much again, Erin. What a great educator you are. And the women's health specialists at Evergreen Health are available to address all health concerns that you may have, regardless of sensitivity. To find a women's health specialist, please visit evergreenhealth.com/findadoctor. And that concludes this episode of Checkup Chat with Evergreen Health. I'm Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for joining us today.